from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
President Trump tweeted that the U.S. will no longer allow transgender people to serve in the military. And he's just holding the same standards he set for himself during Vietnam. transgender's in the news. I think he should be more worried about trans fats. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
Look at the size of his ass.
He's the healthiest president in U.S. history.
Oh, yeah, maybe his doctor said that. Well, he's gained since he took office, though. You can gain 30 pounds.
But in that more transgender news.
This is opened the can of worms. You know, the thing about the military is one discussion. We had a great discussion about that yesterday. But from that, other tendrils are now going about, well, how far do you take, you know, transgender this and that? When it comes down to a birth certificate, when you pop out of a womb, as most babies still do, I've noticed, they determine at that point whether your body is a little boy baby or a little girl baby, right? And on the birth certificate, they put gender.
Well, technology has it so you can know beforehand. Mm-hmm. So you can paint the kiddie room before it's even born.
There you go.
Have that little sonogram on there. It's like, you want to know what it is? You can still choose surprise day of. But yeah, that's when you find out what you're having, generally.
So when it comes down to the basic physical anatomy of the body that is born from the womb, it's either going to be a boy or girl physically that
turtle
pops
out. Or hamburger on the ultrasound is usually what they say.
There you go.
We see a hamburger, it's a girl.
So is it okay?
Yeah, that's always what they say.
Hamburger.
The way it, I guess, looks on the
screen. I think it's something else, fast food, but.
What have you even been on that conversation?
I have friends with babies.
And you were in the room?
No, they tell me about their thing. They're like, and then they show you the ultrasound. They're like, that's where they go, do we see a turtle or
Does it look like a hamburger?
You know how those things
hamburger?
Are. You're like, yeah, I guess the way it, I don't know.
The what?
What part of the hamburger?
Like if you turned the hamburger, not
like
you're gonna
like a Big Mac or a junior bacon cheese? I mean, what are we talking here?
So weird.
You can't see the beef. Where's the beef? So anyway, do you think it's okay, before I tell you why this story's in the news today, you think it's okay to, at that moment in time, when a little baby comes bouncing out into the world, out it comes. Now, is it okay at that moment in time to declare on the birth certificate, boy or girl?
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone's okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's fine. You can't declare it gay.
So
even though it's boy, if it finds out or it just lets you know it's gay later, it was gay at birth, but we don't label it gay at birth.
Gay wouldn't be a gender. That'd be a sexual.
But I mean, this is just basically, you know, black or white.
Yeah, it's what I thought.
Hamburgers or turtles, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's just common sense. Apparently not. Mm-hmm. Apparently the tide has changed because later in life, that little baby may decide they're not what nature said they were the moment they entered the air. And this is in the news today. Let me just bring up a photo here from Canada. This woman, who is a she describes herself as a gender fluid trans. She gave birth to this baby. See the baby there? She's a disc jockey, by the way, in Canada.
Okay.
See, there she's with her turntables playing.
She got a goatee?
Yeah, she does. She got facial hair.
And breastfeeding?
Well, when she became a man, you know, you take the hormones, I guess, and you get facial hair. But she gave birth to the baby 8 months ago.
Right? You know what? She's the most attractive woman in radio I've ever seen.
Actually, you're onto something.
Yes, a very sweet face and smiley eyes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. So there's mom and baby there. There you go. Oh
my God.
Here's the problem. Mom.
Why are you wearing dresses and woman's clothes if you're going to get a mustache?
I think a gender fluid, I don't know. I don't understand it either.
Gender fluid is that you're both. You associate with both. So she wants to have facial hair and be able to wear skirts.
I guess, yeah. You just feel like you don't want to be put in one.
Like you don't have to be the archetype of a woman or a man.
Right. So you can I can like this part of, you know, this part I relate to being a man. This part's the feminine part of me. This part's the, I mean.
Do you always have to dress a combo, or can you go one day you're a woman, one day you're more manly, kind of like you do? I mean, you're kind of like fluid.
I'm fashion fluid. Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll probably.
But gender fluid, she has to let you know that she's into both, so she has to look like a man on some part of her body and a woman on the other.
So she's got a goatee and a dress, and she's breastfeeding.
It gets more complicated than that. She's a fluid, non-binary transgender. non-binary?
Look that up, Eric.
I don't know.
So fluid means you can go back and forth wherever you feel. Today I'm this, tomorrow I'm that. Non-binary means you're not both. You're one or the other. But fluid means you're one or the other at one time, not both times.
Huh?
In other words, she's not man and woman. She's man or woman.
And she's impossible to find.
And she's fluid back and forth between the two.
But she's a man on payday.
Yeah, what day's
that's why she's
Friday?
Fluid. She's a woman all week and a man on Friday.
I'm definitely letting my goatee come in for Friday's paycheck. She has got it figured out. Dang it, I gotta start doing that.
Anyway, little baby came out 8 months ago, and the little Canadian baby is the first baby that's made it to the courts now whose sex is listed, as we bring up the health certificate there. It's not an official birth certificate. The health, the sex is listed as the letter U for, it could either
mean undecided.
Undetermined.
Yes, keep going. They don't, it's either.
Unbelievable.
They're that as well. They had to come up with U because mom said, we're not going to pin the baby down. We're not saying what the sex is, and you're not going to say, and you're not going to inspect the genitals. She denied the hospital from looking at the genitals, I mean officially looking, to officially declare. Says, we're going to put the letter U, which could mean...
urchin.
Very good. Urchin.
I think it's probably the E, don't you?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. No, it's a U. I think it's U-R-C-H-I.
Because you really can't tell the sex of an urchin.
Mm. I think urchin's an E.
Anyway. Even if I picked it up, I couldn't see it. Nobody looked for its balls.
Yeah.
When are you picking up urchins?
I'm saying if I was going to say, what is that? Is that urchin a boy or a girl? Hell.
Who knows what an urchin
is? That's what I'm saying. So it'd be the urchin because you can't tell.
Right, like
child
a bird,
is.
You
about,
can't tell.
What about S for snail? Yeah. You ever look at the bottom of a snail? What the hell? Tell me what sex that is.
Well, with that, that trail,
yeah.
Dragging.
I don't know what sex it is, but it's obviously horny.
I think that snail's ovulating.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Remember the time I bought a nature video for my little nephew who was a little kid at the time? And
yeah.
It was showing animals in the wild. And there was a scene that showed snails copulating. And it was the most pornographic thing I've ever seen in my life. I didn't give him the tape because I thought, I don't want to see this. It's
it for yourself.
I mean, when they get down to it, the soft spot on soft spot, the things they do.
Well, I know. Believe me, I know soft spot on soft spot.
I got turned on watching. Yeah, how weird is that?
You're pretty much watching lesbian porn, Frosty.
Just a couple of snails.
With slime and ooze, and it's all slow motion and wiggly. A
couple of snails bumping donuts.
Endless ripples.
And it was hot, right?
It was.
There you go.
Couple of burger slammers.
Ooh, double double cheese cheese burger, please. I'm in the mood today.
Boom, chicka, boom, beep, boing.
Oh, man.
I'm so kidding watching that.
On second thought, no cheese.
Anyway, so the U means...
Someone's ovulating. Sicko.
So this little baby with the letter U for sex on the birth health certificate either means unknown, unspecified, undetermined, or unassigned. She's not even saying which word it means, but it's the letter U. Now, seven other women since she's done this have done the same thing. This is in Canada now. They're refusing to declare the sex, and they're not allowing the hospital to do a, quote, official genital inspection.
I know why.
So they can declare the sex.
Oh, no, I guess I was wrong.
Right.
I was going to say maybe it's a hermaphrodite, and they don't want to decide and let the kid grow up and decide for itself.
That
so you don't
makes
say
sense.
It's male or female. It's undecided, undetermined.
Until hormones.
If you have both. Then once they get to a certain age, they can pick which one they want to have before they have the surgery to fix one or stop one.
It was maybe she didn't say it was hermaphrodite, and she probably
I know, then
would've.
You said she didn't even look. So it could be a hermaphrodite. We don't even know.
Well, she doesn't want the hospital to do the official inspection look like they normally do, because then they would know.
How could they not?
Well, I guess there's a difference between looking and looking.
When the baby's born,
it pops out, it's not wearing meundies. Everybody in the room sees whatever it is. Everybody looks at it.
And they go, oh, it's a healthy boy. Look, we got us a newborn.
Well, I've never really looked at a newborn baby's junk, but, I mean, there's a difference between a quick peek and an inspection.
And a lot of
there?
Times...
No, when you're pulling it out and you're taking it over to the table, it's naked. It's... Yeah. Upright. It's right there.
Yeah, but are you looking or inspecting?
You see it all right there.
I had hamsters as a kid. When they gave birth, you'd have to really inspect to see what it was.
Not on humans.
No, a lot of times, and little boys are sometimes swollen when they're born. So it's even more like, good Lord in heaven, what's happening there? That's crazy. And then that goes down, I guess. But when you first see them, you're like, what?
Yep, once we leave vagina, it goes down.
Well, the kid is 8 months old now, so clearly whatever it is showing. But the mom said, well, here's a bit of the mom herself, the fluid, switchy sister.
I hope she sounds like the bass in Oak Ridge Boys.
Okay. Do you think she's going to sound hot and sexy like a woman? Or
no.
Burly like a guy.
I'm going with Mbappa, mow, giddy up.
Here she is.
I want to be able to give them the most open opportunity to develop as a whole human. And I don't want to be restricting them to what might come with a box as guessed by what their genitals look like.
I think she gave it away.
What?
Well, if she's on hormones to have a deep voice and be a man, she gave birth to a baby, so obviously she was born a female. She's breastfeeding. She's making breast milk. But I figured all that would stop if I'm on male hormones to deepen my voice and grow facial hair.
I know. Weird, huh?
Maybe she wasn't really breastfeeding. Maybe this is a picture. It just poses breastfeeding, and the baby's just sucking on boob.
Oh, all right. Like, okay. Your breast is basically just a pacifier.
Which is adding more things wrong to that picture.
Wait, do you produce milk if you switch sexes? You can't.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe if you stop taking your hormones so that you can get pregnant.
Yeah, you could, Frost. Yeah, you probably could right now if somebody sucked long enough.
If I took female hormones, could you milk me?
I think if you put a machine, a pump on you every night, you'll start breastfeeding or you'll start lactating.
Well, could I use it just for my coffee creamer? Because when I buy that... That stuff I buy in the red carton is expensive as hell. It spoils in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. This is that.
The organic stuff, it's expensive. I'd like to, if I can make my own, I'd save money on my creamer.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look into that.
We'll get you a wet nurse and see if we can make it happen.
Anyway, lastly, this said beaming
buttermilk over here. It's like honey buttermilk.
You're probably delicious. High fat, creamy.
It's probably yogurty. I've had goat's milk in the Alps. I probably like goat's milk.
Small curd cottage cheese.
Yeah, curdly. I'm guessing it's curdly.
Yeah. Oh.
This woman says the gender marker on her baby's birth certificate violates the baby's rights to liberty and security of person, to freedom of expression and equality. Let the kid decide later in life what it wants
to
be.
Listen, at some point, you're going to go to school. You're going to go to gym class.
Did you hear her call them? I don't want to them as the pronoun.
Oh, them.
It was them. We're talking about one baby that we don't know if the male or female called it them. Play it again and catch it.
I want to be able to give them the most open opportunity to develop as a whole human. And I don't want to be restricting them to what might come with a box as guessed by what their genitals look like.
It's a girl. The emphasis on box gave it away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that I hear it again.
She's a member of an activist group that wants all gender designations removed from all new birth certificates for all new babies. If this movement takes
root. So when you go down and get your driver's license and they say, so male or female, you get to decide then when you're 16 what you are?
Or change your mind if at 22 and change again at 27, whenever you want. But they say if you tell the baby what they're supposed to be based on the moment they're born, it might be stressful and confusing. Let the kid decide later what sex they are. I'm thinking, isn't it more confusing for the kid to not know what sex he is?
What about sex education? I mean, the science of sex is, that's what it is. It's science. Everything about it's factual. So it's like, this is what these parts do. So you are a male scientifically.
I know. What are you?
So you're just going to keep
ignorance
blind.
Isn't always a good idea.
Yeah. You know, if you're a little boy and you got all the boy plumbing, let's say in this case, and you're a little boy and these other little boys run around, and you're playing, well, am I a little boy or not? Oh, no, we don't know what you are. You're an undecided. Isn't that going to confuse the little kid?
Yeah, that would make me insecure.
It's weird. Ignorance can be acceptance or denial.
Wow.
Frank, that's like a Lincolnian statement. That should be on a plinth somewhere with a column and you on a chair.
Or at least
look up plinth.
Or at least a funny meme. Modern day.
There's nothing funny about that. It's true. I mean, ignorance causes racism, and ignorance in this case, like you said, is acceptance. Where it's like, okay, we can't judge you on this. We're ignorant about your sex, so we can't judge you about that. People don't be judged on their sex.
Well,
you don't want to be judged on your sex.
Why not?
It's kind of short, a little fast.
Short and fast?
You know, it's a little quick.
Are you kidding me? My God.
My God, what history do you guys have I don't know about?
I know, I've just talked to exes. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Just anytime I can slam
it. It's only fast, then we'll get over it. I fake it. You think these are tears on your back?
The one guy in America who fakes it.
Do you put any of your exes on a plinth?
What is a plinth, by the way?
Like a headstone.
Pedestal. It's a pedestal you put something of importance on top of.
Right.
Yes. Oh, like you would
like
put
the Statue of Liberty standing on it.
On a plinth.
On a plinth, yeah.
Oh, I would have said, look at that platform. And I would have been wrong and felt like an idiot.
Ignorance can also make you look an idiot. There's so many things that it can do.
Anyway, so there you go. The first, and again, there's seven more babies that are going through the same thing right now in Canada. So this is like a movement now. The first genderless
what
baby.
What color did she paint the baby's room, did she say?
Beige. Didn't say.
Yellow.
The sexless color, beige.
So you get double toys. We get a gun and a baby doll. We get a truck and a
See, I was talking to Eric about this yesterday when I saw the story. I know he's got an 18-month-old. And I'm thinking, okay, if you go to like the department stores, I think it was Target that said last Christmas, they're no longer going to designate boy and girl toys in the toy aisle. I'm thinking, well, doesn't that confuse the kids? The 18-year-old, 18-month, 2-year-old kid, I mean,
they're drawn to whatever they're drawn to anyway. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just let her go and
yeah,
she's
but
like, oh,
easy bake, if it's easy bake oven and girly kitchen toys.
You had an easy bake oven.
My sister had it. I played with my sister. It was hers, not mine. I'm saying there's like play kitchenette thing. That is intrinsically a.
How did you play with it though? Did you play with it as you are the host of your own little cooking show? Were you Julia Child?
Yeah.
How did you play with the easy bake oven?
We would bake things. Well, this was the old ones you could burn your fingers. Now they use a light bulb to heat the stuff. I guess not that I know. But in the old days, it was a molten furnace thing. It was a hot, like used to make creepy crawlers, a big, huge thing that would heat up to 300 degrees. It was an Ostagot oven, and you could burn your fingers. So, and my sister was 9 years younger than me, so when she got, even Santa Claus gave her Easy Bake Oven, Mom and Dad said, now you make sure that she doesn't burn herself. You supervise. So I got to supervise when she...
But I think what Frank's saying is the stereotypical boy thing to do was you put her Barbies in there and melted them all.
Of course.
And you were like, I can't look at her head melty.
Yeah, that's kind of a boy thing to do. Then that's the way to use it as a boy.
Well, yeah, I would torture her stuff.
And you also made tasty muffins.
Put firecrackers in her Barbies and throw them off the swing set and let them explode.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's fine. You're fine.
And a nice mix.
But if you had a...
My sister had a dollhouse. Like I said, if you give kids, like I said, if you put it there and allow them to play with it how they want to play with it, do they play with it as a little girl but open up the dollhouse and have family time and arrange every little room and all the furniture and stuff like that? Where, yeah, my sister would do that. I stood on the dollhouse pretending I was King Kong.
Right. It's our job male sibling to destroy the...
It doesn't matter what the toy is, yeah.
Yeah.
In we come and...
I was just like, these are really little people, and I'm huge!
Right.
Yes. And then I fell off the dollhouse and cut my lip. The first time I got stitches. But anyway.
Yeah, my brother would take
the dollhouse and got stitches. Now that's how you play with it as a boy.
My brother would take my doll babies and carry them around and then rip their heads off. He still played with the dolls, but he just ripped their heads off. And then I'd go and find headless doll babies. And my mom would go, what'd you do with the heads? I don't remember. And you'd find them in the garage or under his bed or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like, you just let kids will naturally just do with toys whatever they're going to do. Yeah. You don't have to go, you only get a doll baby because you're a girl. It's like, even
then,
if
let them pick out their own clothes too.
You agreed. Whatever they, I see kids in the grocery store dressed in Halloween costumes, dressed as a superhero, and it's July.
When
Big
my
deal.
Little sister, you know, had a little dollhouse set up and her little, she's playing girly stuff, our little doll friends and doll cars, I'd always march in my G.I. Joe army and bomb the place and shoot everyone and kill them. You know.
Just like Vinegar Joe's.
Either that or I'd bring a tornado with me and just, that's what us guys do. We destroy, we knock down, we dominate. I'm just thinking, if I had an 18-month-old kid like Eric does, if I have an 18-month-old kid in the department store and if it's a boy and the boy is looking at nothing but girl dolls and easy bake ovens and sparkly pom-poms, I might go, okay, that's cool. We can get a couple of those. But why not look over here for the G.I. Joe dolls, toys, the cars.
I don't like those, Daddy.
But let's get both and play with both. It seems like you would want to steer your kid to try both, not just one, if the one they're looking at is, quote, the wrong one.
See,
am I wrong?
But there's no wrong one, though. He wants the easy bake oven. He doesn't want the...
But he's never played with G.I. Joe Army Men. He's never played with cars. He's never played with toy guns. He's never played with,
Not drawn to it. Not drawn to it. I don't want a Tonka truck.
He's never been exposed to it, Heidi. He just came. He came from.
Well, Frosty,
the
if he's playing with an easy bake oven, and you start introducing G.I. Joes, I mean, next thing you know, he'll want to take over Poland.
Very good. Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you.
It's complicated.
It is complicated.
I mean, I had an older brother, so I think we had a mix of toys. Like when I came along, some of the boy stuff I liked to play with, but I still liked my dolls too.
So, like vaginas.
So I mean, I think
like
you just
play with that.
Yeah, I think when you have more than one, if you have two kids and they're double gender, I mean, they're you know each gender, they just sort of all play with everything and don't think anything about it. Like I would play Matchbox cars on the racetrack.
What with my she's brother. Saying is toys didn't make her gay.
Right. It's not.
You, toys don't make you gay.
Right. It doesn't matter. Kids are gonna.
The
do
The devil does.
Well, that's a whole nother can of worms.
Yeah.
I just think we've gone too far where we no longer designate boy and girl toys. And I know that even some of the toy manufacturers said the boxes themselves will no longer feature just one sex. For example, back to the Easy Bake Oven. It used to be little girls in the kitchen. Now it's boys and girls. Okay, that's fine. I'm cool with that. But I'm thinking, why not expose your little kid who doesn't know anything yet about what they are to both sexes, not just one, if the one they've chosen is not what their body is? Shouldn't they know what the other side is, too? Otherwise, you're kind of doing them a disservice. In the old days, they would know instinctively, oh, there's little girls in these boxes. These are little girl toys because there's girls playing with them in the packages. I'm a little girl. I'll play with these. But now they don't have that sign.
And you want that again? You want the designation again?
I do.
Why?
I see nothing wrong with it.
Why? Because there are very famous chefs that are guys. Chef Gordon Ramsay.
That's funny.
So if your little boy's like, yeah, I mean, he's from the time he was little, he was always like coming up with crazy creations. Now he's a chef.
That's great, but when you're little,
because he curses a lot, it's okay.
Give him his pom poms back. I used pom poms earlier in the show. I threw them at Eric.
Oh,
anyway, okay. So I got pom poms yesterday at the party store. By the way, I went to the party store in Burbank. They were arguing when I went in. I opened the door and I heard arguing. It's supposed to be a happy place.
Yeah,
party store.
Party.
Hello.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now I'm a little 18-month-old kid. I don't know anything about the world. I'm straight from the womb to the front room to the house. Now we're going to the toy store. Well, look at the toys. Okay, now if I'm a little boy and I see these sparkly pom-poms, the sparkle, this is interesting. Okay, yay, can I have these, Daddy? Can I have these pom-poms?
Yeah, of course.
Daddy Eric says.
Of course you can.
Okay, now the next toy, hand me that sparkly thing. Now there's this sparkly crown with sparkly, girly sparkle things
like
on
pigtails.
It. Yeah. Yay! Oh, this is fun. I got sparkly hair. Can I have this, Daddy?
Of course you can.
Now, as my cart fills up with girl stuff, now I'm going to go to, oh, makeup. Oh, Barbie dolls. Oh, Easy Bake Oven. Oh, girly girl hair you can cut. Shouldn't there be a few boy things put in the cart, too?
Do you really think if you don't buy them the pom-poms and the sparkly hair, as you call it, that you're going to change anything about that child? I mean, as far as the direction they're going in, you have that much control over that? Or are you just going to squelch it to the point where they're going to resent you later?
I'm not trying to set a direction. I'm just saying if they're not even exposed to the other side.
Yeah, if I don't show them that, they'll never know it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And they'll never be gay if I never show them pom-poms.
Well, if they've never seen Matchbox cars and G.I. Joe army men and guns and stuff like that, stereotypically boy stuff, train sets, never saw that next aisle over. Let's go look at that, too. See, you need to be...
But you have to see, like, if you had a boy, and I'm trying to think of, like, a little boy who liked these, maybe he was drawn to them because 2 days earlier you guys went to the car wash and he got to sit inside the car while the car washed.
Like
so
car
when
washer.
He goes home, he's playing car wash, like, yeah, look, and he'll put it on, like, car wash!
Yeah, you don't know what he's going to do with them.
That's fine.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Like, you never know what is in his head, and he's like, I'm getting these because we were at the car wash, that was so cool!
I'm letting him buy them because I'm going to use those with his mom later, role-playing. Picked up these pom-poms for you, babe. And this sparkly hair. I get to wear the hair.
I thought you didn't like a redhead. So.
There you go.
I'm just saying expose your little kids to both genders, not just one. That seems to make total sense to me. I wouldn't steer my kid away from either one, but I wouldn't only let him see one.
Well, really, Frosty, but when have you been to a toy store with a child and you only walked down one aisle?
He wasn't
exposed to the other aisles. We walked down one. One aisle only today, kid.
Yeah.
Great, it's the pink aisle. Guess my kid's going to be gay now. I can expose him to the other aisles.
You know the aisle. I've seen the aisles, Frank.
The kid never wants to run down every aisle.
Oh, come on. You know there's the girly aisle. You can tell when you walk by.
Well, I know. I'm just saying it's among other aisles. You never go into a store, walk down one aisle, and then leave.
But what if the little kid, that's the first aisle you come to, is the old pink, sparkly girl aisle? Okay, little Frank Jr., next aisle over is toys.
I guess in Twilight Zone land, when every aisle is the pink aisle, and then the store next door has nothing but boy toys, so you didn't get to see that store. Well, that makes sense. But in this particular case, the kid's going to run down every aisle. He's going to run all the way from the bikes to the basketballs to the pom-poms
to
the Barbies.
Okay, I'll just close with this. He's seen all the aisles, but he didn't pick up any of the boy toys.
Well then there you go. Then you have it.
No, we're going back for a second look. Maybe he overlooked. Son, little Kirk, did you see the cool cars? Did you see this?
This is as bad as your dad whipping your ass because you couldn't ride a bike. He's going to pull out your belt until you get a boy toy.
I'm not whipping my child.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
You're mentally whipping them until they get a boy toy.
Maybe he didn't
see it. You better get that boy's bike out.
Oh, stop. Put your belt back on.
You better get that boy's bike out there. You put them pom-poms back here, boy.
Oh.
You're a boy, goddammit.
Whoa.
Look at you.
Oh, man.
Look at him sweat. I pulled out my belt and you start sweating.
You went there.
That's his
Achilles. Went there.
Yeah. There are boy cheerleaders, by the way.
Did this happen to you? Did you go to a toy store with your dad and he whipped your ass because you picked up pom-poms? Is there a story
behind this? No, it's not about me and Papa. And I liked boy toys, and I still like boy toys. Can I rewind that?
You look so happy.
He does love the boy toys.
You look so happy with those pom-poms.
I love my Matchbox car collection. I think I still have it somewhere. I had train set. I had Lincoln Logs, Erector set, guns.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but you know, I could also hang out with an Easy Bake Oven.
Till your dad walked in. Goddamn, boy, what you did? If you're not melting Barbies, I'm going to rip your ass.
Yeah, you take the belt off again.
Cupcakes. God damn it. Pancakes.
You know, Sis didn't use her Easy Bake Oven very long because Mom refused to buy any more of the mixes. Oh, they're too expensive. Well, then why did Santa Claus only bring the stupid oven and two packs of mix? It was gone by the 26th. You got to buy more mixes, Santa Claus.
Oh,
they don't even make these bake oven anymore.
They don't?
No, because kids are burning their fingers. So. They went to the light bulbs.
Kids have the internet.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think the Easy Bake Oven's going to... They have ovens. There's kids cooking shows. They don't use Easy Bake. Hell. Yeah. You seen that
Junior Chef or whatever.
Yeah, Junior Chef, those kids.
Oh,
what?
Oh, when they come out and they're like, oh, I made this.
Don't watch it. You'll think your kids are failures.
Oh, yeah.
These kids are whipping up souffles. You're like, what are you doing?
I made a spinach spanakopita that's going to go
sandwich.
Great. What?
Boys, too, or just girls?
Boys and girls.
Boys
Frosty.
And girls, man.
And what do the boys sound like that are doing it? That's all I'm saying.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. If you hate your job and you're looking just to start over something completely different, there's an entire business for sale, but it's kind of spooky. I'll tell you about it after traffic in a quick 2 minutes. What's going on, Lisa?